Welcome back. This is podcast number 6 in the series Health Topics. I do these podcasts as a way of marketing my book, Diet and Health, and I advise people to go to my website, kellygregg.com. Today's podcast is relatively short, but I think you will find it interesting. The title is Women Living Longer with Dementia. We have pretty good statistics from the U.S. and Western Europe that for the past 150 years, women have been living longer than men. This is generally true for almost all countries around the world. The reasons are varied and involve both biological and societal factors, but no one doubts the facts. Women are going to live longer. The financial advisors will get you to invest with them by getting you to worry that you will run out of money. I'm looking at this from a different perspective. Living longer gives you an increased risk from several diseases, including cancer, arthritis, autoimmune, and simply wearing out. We accept this as a part of life, and there may be little to do about it. I am here to discuss dementia. Although we generally want to live as long as possible and be in good health until we die, dementia is a different ballgame. Both men and women are afraid of losing their minds. We can die with cancer, but we do not want to live with dementia, even though we may be in relatively good health. Right now, the average 70-year-old female has a 35% chance of developing dementia. Overall, 2/3 of the cases of dementia and Alzheimer's are going to be diagnosed in women. Males are somewhat less, but that may be primarily because they will die sooner before they get the chance. Women will live longer and hence have a greater burden of this disease. I am going to address this article primarily to women. Dementia has several etiologies, but most of the time, we don't know exactly why you get it. We know the traits that are associated with dementia, but what can we possibly do now that may stave off disease later? That is what I'm going to talk to you about. So far, it sounds like doom and gloom, but maybe there is a ray of sunshine. There are about 3 things you can do now to help you later. No guarantee, but the state of medicine right now is that we have to prevent it. There is very little effective treatment. Does exercise prevent dementia? Probably it does. Numerous studies seem to indicate regular exercise decreases the progression of dementia. This is true from midlife to older folks. The earlier in midlife you start, the better. I'm not talking about exercise making you live longer. It may have a minor effect of extending your life, but exercising to prevent dementia. Most of the studies involve aerobic-type exercise done about 3 times a week. We believe this improves cardiovascular function, and in doing so may improve brain circulation as well as the development of new blood vessels. Although we cannot blame all dementia on just decreased blood flow to the brain, aerobic exercise may decrease this risk factor. We also must look at the type of exercise. It does appear that resistance exercise, otherwise known as lifting weights, seems to work somewhat better at preventing the progression of mild cognitive dysfunction. Men and women don't particularly like resistance exercise, primarily because it is much more uncomfortable than aerobic exercise and involves short burst of heavy exertion. And that's probably why it works. Lifting heavy weights for 60 seconds riles up your cardiovascular system much more than 30 minutes of jogging. It also hurts more. So if you're 30 or so, get out there and exercise. Not to lose weight, as exercise usually does not result in weight loss. Not to live longer, because you are probably going to do that anyway, but to maintain your thinking. If you are older, it may prevent further deterioration. You know, in all societies, men have jobs requiring more physical labor. That exercise does not seem to help them live longer. The second goal is to not get type 2 diabetes. About 30% of the people in the U.S. have either type 2 diabetes or pre-diabetes. This is a major risk factor for dementia as well as other diseases. It is also preventable. Just get on the right diet. As to what is the right diet, there may be some debate. In general, you cannot get the most common cause of diabetes without being overweight. In almost all cases, being obese is diet-related. In almost all cases, it involves a carbohydrate-heavy diet. This often results in elevated insulin levels and finally to insulin resistance. This whole process takes 20 to 30 years, so you'll have ample time to intervene. Although historically the diet contained about 50 to 60% carbohydrates, the modern diet is completely different for various reasons. I believe we need to be looking at something closer to the Mediterranean diet, with about one-third of the calories coming from carbohydrates, very little sucrose, and no high-fructose corn syrup. There is also a question as to the wisdom of eating a lot of modern grain. The bottom line is, if you want to help your brain, change your diet. Numerous books exist that allow you to work out the details, including my book, Diet and Health. I just want you not to get diabetes for your brain health. Before we go on to the final activity, I am going to have to talk to you about advanced glycated end products, or AGES, A-G-E-S. Nobody had ever heard of these a few years ago. Now they are more popular, and eventually everyone will know what they are. Most of the biochemical processes in your bodies use enzymes to allow the reaction to proceed. Your enzymes are made from protein. Glucose can bind to various proteins and fats without the need for enzymes. When this happens, it can disturb the function of the protein to which it binds. It can bind anywhere, leading to no effect, abnormal effect, or the protein not working at all. It can also affect the metabolism of these proteins, as we may not have the proper enzyme capable of breaking down this now abnormal protein. This may be a factor in the abnormal accumulations of proteins in Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Like the hemoglobin A1C test we use to determine your average blood sugar, the greater the concentration of glucose, the more glycation occurs. Once it occurs, it usually stays. This is probably a factor in why diabetics have increased dementia as well as numerous other problems. By the way, fructose also binds with protein about 8 times the rate that glucose does. We believe these AGES may be a major factor in the aging of tissues. Fortunately, your body has a mechanism to rid itself of abnormal or poorly functioning proteins. It is called autophagy, which means self-eating. Each cell contains organelles called lysosomes. These are packets of enzymes and acids designed to digest whatever is engulfed by them back into the basic parts. Proteins would be digested to amino acids, fats to glycerol and fatty acids. The cell has a complicated mechanism that identifies abnormal proteins, including abnormal DNA, and other structures like poorly functioning mitochondria, and can transport them to the lysosome for digesting. This whole process is stimulated by intermittent metabolic stress. When the cell is under stress, it needs to get rid of anything that is not performing well by either metabolizing it for energy or breaking it down into components that can be used to build new proteins or organelles. It functions to make the cell survive. Your cell has the ability to make new parts for everything. With enough autophagy, it should be brand new. This sounds great. How do we get more autophagy instead of less? Well, we need to stress the cell. This can be done by heavy exercise, a heart attack, or a stroke. But by far the easiest way is just to stop eating. After about 12 hours, the autophagy activities begins to increase. By 36 hours, it is at its maximum. As with many other processes in the body, you can induce more activity over time or diminish the activity somewhat. Eating diminishes the activity. About a quarter of a meatball lowers autophagy. If you're eating something, even a little, 4 to 6 times a day, you are not giving autophagy a chance. You still have a little, but not nearly the maximum. Another name for not eating is fasting. At a minimum, let's not eat for 12 hours from the last meal of the day to the first. Do this for 40 years, and you may be way ahead of the game brain-wise. Autophagy can be overwhelmed by the number of ages. Chronically high blood sugar increases the number of ages. Increasing fructose intake via high fructose corn syrup also increases ages. Eating at night decreases autophagy. Fasting increases autophagy. One fast that is becoming popular is the 5-2 fast. You eat normally for 5 days a week, and for 2 non-consecutive days, you don't eat. When you start eating again, you just go back to what you normally eat. Hopefully, you are paying attention to the carbs, sucrose, and corn syrup. We are doing this primarily to stimulate autophagy. If you happen to lose weight, it's a bonus. You may say you can't do this. Work up to it. Skip breakfast some days. Then skip breakfast and lunch. Finally, skip the whole day. You do get better at it as time goes on. Maybe you should start out just doing this once a month. To sum it up, exercise, eat right, fast occasionally, and buy my book on diet and health. Okay, you don't really have to buy the book, but it'll help you a lot. I go in much greater detail on all of these subjects. I know that this is a short article, but it gives you a lot to think about. Many women simply do not exercise as much as men. This may be cultural, and it may be hormonal, as men who have testosterone do like to exercise. Many women also have type 2 diabetes. My goal is to prevent your getting type 2 diabetes, but if you do, there still is a few things we can do about it. Again, I refer you to my book or website, kellygregg.com. Very few of you are now fasting. This is primarily a psychological block. It ends up physiologically, women should be a little better at fasting as they tend to go into ketogenesis earlier than men. You must at least do the 12-hour fast between the last meal and the first meal virtually every day. I will warn you, if you buy my book on diet and health, I will talk you into fasting.